So today we celebrate the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And today we are also celebrating the dedication of our new tabernacle. Now, I realize that not all of you can see the tabernacle from where you're seated, but many of you are able to do so. And this new tabernacle is quite a blessing for all of us. For the tabernacle is a special vessel that holds the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, Jesus Christ himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And after Mass, you will all have an opportunity to be able to stop by the new tabernacle and to pray before it, to pray before our Lord within the tabernacle. And if you take a close look at it, you'll see that there's an image on the door of the tabernacle. And this image is of the Immaculate Conception, a painting originally made by Giovanni Battista Tiepolo. Okay, I probably mispronounced that, but that's okay. It's still a beautiful image. And he made it in 1767 and completed it in 1768. And if we look at that image, Mary is in the center. Mary, who was immaculately conceived, free from all sin, also has angels around her. Actually, I just thought about it. You can look at the front of the program and you can see an image of the tabernacle and you can understand then what I'm talking about. So in this image of Mary, she has angels around her. And there's also a dove above her head. And the dove represents the Holy Spirit. Because as we heard in our gospel passage, it is through the Holy Spirit that Mary is able to conceive Jesus. There's also lilies and a rose near the feet of Mary, representing her purity and virginity. She's standing on a crescent moon, which represents chastity. And you'll also notice under her feet, there's a snake with an apple in its mouth. And that goes back to our first reading today. Because Satan, in the form of a snake, had tricked Adam and Eve into sinning by taking the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, such that they were disobedient. But Mary is the new Eve. Where the first Eve failed, Mary succeeded. The original Adam and Eve sinned, but the new Adam and Eve, Mary and Jesus, were sinless, completely obedient to God. But if Mary and Jesus are to be this new Adam and Eve, to succeed where the original Adam and Eve failed, they would need to have the same essential graces as the original Adam and Eve. That is, they'd have to be free from original sin, free from that tendency towards sin, free from concupiscence. They would have to have sanctifying grace. They'd have to start in a state of grace, in good relationship with God, so that they have the ability to succeed where the original Adam and Eve failed in obedience. And so in order to do this perfectly, in order to have a life clear of all sin, completely docile to the Holy Spirit, through the exercising of her free will, Mary needed to be sinless from the moment of her conception. And so we believe that by a singular grace and privilege granted by the Almighty God, Mary was free from all stain of original sin in the first instance of her conception, that the graces of her Son that he won on the cross would be applied to her in anticipation of his victory, so that she could fulfill this role, this special place in salvation history as the new Eve. Going back to the image on the tabernacle, you'll notice that there is a palm branch as well. That palm branch represents Mary's victory. She was victorious in overcoming the temptations towards sin. She succeeded where the original Eve had failed. Mary is also standing on the earth with a crown of stars. As a reward for her victory, she was named Queen of Heaven and Earth, as we say in one of the mysteries of the Rosary. Mary is like the moon, inasmuch as the graces that she has are not her own. The moon reflects the sunlight, but it does not have light of its own. Mary is not God, but she perfectly reflects and provides through her intercession the graces of God to us. And her being immaculately conceived is not her own doing, but rather the result of the work of her Son. Mary is on the door of the tabernacle because she was the first tabernacle, for she had conceived our Lord in her womb and carried him along. Mary is also a means by which we can get to our Lord. We can be with our Lord Jesus. When we draw closer to Mary, she takes us closer to her Son. And so through her, we receive our Lord Jesus. And so this special privilege, this special celebration of the Immaculate Conception, our solemnity, since our parish is named after this, is also a special celebration of our new tabernacle and its dedication. There'll be a special blessing of the tabernacle after the petitions, and then at the very end of the Mass, there will be further blessings with regards to our Lord in the tabernacle. But recognizing that Mary was the first tabernacle and the new tabernacle we have begs the question of why are tabernacles important? It's important not in themselves, but because of who they hold, who they contain, Jesus Christ our Lord, who's truly present in the most holy Eucharist.